We're glad to have you aboard for this Agriculture Today. Once more, we're going to pick up on a topic that will be covered in full a couple of days from now at that annual Risk and Profit Conference hosted by the Agricultural Economics Department here at Kansas State University. This particular session will look at new research into farm diversification and how that relates to the economic resilience of Kansas farms. We'll outline that further with our guest who will be presenting this along with his graduate student. Alex Shanahan is an agricultural economist at Kansas State University. When you look at this question of economic resilience, Alex, what are you getting at here?
When we think about resilience, or when we just think about risk management, there's a lot of risk present in production ag. And our motivation for this particular project stemmed from, okay, how can we help producers, ag producers, to mitigate some of the negative consequences of some of the risks or events or disruptions that are very difficult to predict but have important implications for farm production. Over the time, we have developed a lot of risk management tools that help us manage some of that risk. But there are some events that are very hard to predict, and things that we cannot predict is really hard to manage and prepare for. Then we started thinking about this, and we said, okay, what are some of the frameworks and approaches are out there to deal with this? And we came across this resilience approach in business and supply chain and also in biology and in some other fields that really talks about systems or entities or organizations' ability to withstand a shock or disruption and recover from it. So when we talk about resilience, we talk about the ability of an organization to experience the shock, be it economic shock or agroecological, so weather-related shocks, the extent to which their operations get affected by it, and also how long it takes for them to recover back to the normal level of operation, pre-shock level, or even better or improved level of operations after the shock. So that ability to recover is what we refer to as the resilience of a system or an organization.
And specifically, you wanted to look at the idea of diversifying a farming operation and how well that allows an operation to develop resilience and bounce back, so to speak.
Yes. So when we were looking at this, we said, okay, so we have shocks over time. Mm-hmm. Some farms are able to recover faster, or they essentially suffer less disruption in their operations than others. And according to the way we define the resilience, it means that some farms are more resilient to the shocks than others. So then the next question we ask is, what makes these farms more resilient than others? Obviously, there can be many different characteristics, many different factors that make them more resilient. But then we say, okay, we have to start from somewhere. In the risk management literature, the notion of diversification and its effect on mitigating risks is covered a lot. So we said, okay, we wonder if the diversification or extent of diversification can also make a farm more or less resilient.
Well, let's then visit about how you went about determining this. And you actually did utilize information from, several hundred farms, did you not?
Yes. Here at K-State, we're fortunate to have access to Kansas Farm Management Association database, mm-hmm. which is a very detailed database about farm production and financial performance of Kansas producers. So we use that database to track the performance of farms over time. And specifically, we looked at instances of shocks.
You might define what you mean by economic shocks.
Yes. So, and again, those can be economic or agroecological shocks. So, for example, I'm probably too young to have experienced this firsthand, but I know in 1978 or early 80s, there was a big economic shock, and farmers in U.S. and in Kansas have experienced some downturns. That was one period that we looked at. More recently, you know, we had some shocks associated with global economic crisis, shocks associated with changes in prices of energy, shocks associated with drought. You know, I remember in 2012, we had a very strong drought here in Kansas, and a lot of farms had to struggle to recover from those shocks. So those are examples of shocks that we looked at, and really what we were trying to do is to see how the farms were able to withstand the shocks and how long it took them to recover from it, using the data that is available at KFMA database.
And cutting right to it then, were you able to establish a link between the extent of diversity on one's farm and the ability to recover from these shocks?
Well, it wasn't as easy of a proposition as it might sound, because first we had to essentially find out a way to measure the resilience, the level of resilience, mm-hmm. right? And for that, we used some methodologies that have been used in other disciplines, in business, and in some other areas to put it in a very concise manner. We're looking at two components, how hard the farm is hit by the shock, essentially how hard their performance is being affected, and then how long it takes them to get back to their normal recovery. So if we use those measures together, those measures can give us an index that we can use to measure the farm resilience.
You call that a resilience index.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we had to come up with a good way to measure the level of diversification. And for that, again, we used some existing methods and approaches, and we came up with three measures of diversification. One, we looked at essentially the acreage allocation for different crops. And the second one, we looked at the sources of revenue, so the percentage of revenue from different crops. And the third, we looked at essentially what we refer to as a vertical diversification, or the operations that involve crop production and livestock operations. So those are three different ways we try to capture the diversification. Now, all of them have their own limitations, but that's what we went with. So then we try to essentially look at how that diversification index can affect the resilience index, and we looked at the interaction. And the results, the preliminary results that we have right now, shows several interesting things. One of them is that the resilience of Kansas farms, and again, we're looking at only Kansas farms, that's the data that we have right now, have improved over time. So because we have the data from 1973 all the way to 2014, and there are several shocks that have occurred during that time period, our data shows that the resilience index of individual farms and also the just collective resilience index in Kansas have been going up mm-hmm. over time. So farms are adapting to shocks and becoming more resilient as they experience shocks over time. The other insight that we gained from this analysis is that the resilience of farms varies across regions in Kansas. In some regions, farms are more resilient than in some other regions. Now, our next step is to look at the resilience to specific type of shock, because we expect some farms to be more resilient to, let's say, weather shocks, and other farms to be more resilient to economic shocks, depending on type of operations, the geographic locations, et cetera, but maybe some other factors that can affect that resilience as well.
So when you boil it all down, can it be said that greater diversity leads to greater resilience, or can it be simplified that way?
Well, it's not as black and white, but using some measures that we have, so for example, the percentage of revenue from different sources, for example, the presence of crop and livestock operations shows that there is a significant effect, although it's small, but significant effect on resilience. Our next step is to take our preliminary results and to really talk to producers and identify some places where we can fine-tune our approach, our analysis to be able to really tease out that relationship between the diversification and resilience.
And that conversation, actually, you're hoping begins with this session at Risk and Profit Conference coming up later this week.
Exactly. We're very excited to be able to present these findings in front of Kansas Ag producers, many of whom are actually a part of this database that mm-hmm. we have been looking at. So it will be really interesting to get their thoughts and their insights on what we have found and and to really test our results with actual people who will be using some of the findings or who will be benefiting from the findings of this project.
Yet another reason to attend the conference. Thank you for giving us a quick look at what you've come up with to date, Alex.
Thank you, Eric, for an opportunity to share our research.
He is Alex Shanahan. He and graduate student Michael Lindblom have developed this mechanism to gauge farm diversification as it relates to resilience economically of Kansas farms using Kansas Farm Management Association data. Alex is an agricultural economist here at K-State, and we would remind one more time, if you haven't registered for Risk and Profit Conference here at K-State, you've still time to do so, but take care of that right away. Go to agmanager.info. Again, agmanager.info. There's a link to all of the particulars toward the top right-hand side of that page. We'll be back after you hear this over the K-State Radio Network. This is Agriculture Today.